It's finally here, our first home game for the Spurs women's team at the Hive. It's a new home for us, so a new journey for us to learn. But it's a very exciting first home game in the FA Women's Super League, taking on Liverpool, who, not quite having the same stature in the women's game as they have in the men's game, is a game where we should be hoping to nick some points. Now, it's a Sunday, of course, so the first thing to do is to make sure you check your travel. For example, for myself, I've had to look and found out that London Bridge is not open today, which makes my journey a little bit more complicated, but not too much more complicated. So I'm about to head on up to the train and then the tube all the way up to the game. So I'll get you to join me a little bit later on as I'm doing that journey, but it's a lot easier than last year. We were all the way up in Cheshunt last year, so suburban trains on either end. This time just the suburban train on one end of the journey, which makes life a lot easier. So I will speak to you again when I'm on the journey.
The next station is Cannon's Park. Doors will open on the left-hand side.
So, getting off the Jubilee line at Cannon's Park, which is almost as far as you can go to the west and the north on the Jubilee line. Pretty empty train, and as you come up on the train, looking out to the right of it, you can see the pitches that make up the complex around the Hive and the Hive itself. So let's head on down. Luckily, I have been to the Hive once before, so I have an idea where I'm going. But let's have a wander. If you want to get off the train nearest the exit, then be at the rear of the train as you're coming up from central London, and you'll be near the exit on the other end of the platform. So keep walking down for a bit. Trains are pretty empty today, unlike when you come up to Wembley to watch Spurs play. So we are a little bit ahead of the game. Stadium opens at 12:30, so it opened about 5 minutes ago. So it'll be open when we get down there. Okay, so out of the station, onto the main road and turn left. As you can hear, it's a reasonably busy sort of residential road. Ice cream van on the corner today with a bit of a queue. And we're going to need to cross over to the right-hand side of the road as we're walking down. If you do want to stop at the shops or anything before you get to the ground, if you turn right out of the underground station, there's a parade of shops there where you can buy the usual sort of drinks and snacks and things. And the 3:40 bus is coming up behind me. And it's a very nice residential road around here. Lots of nice houses, room to park your car if you wanted to. Here at the weekend it'd be fine, restrictions obviously during the week, but here at the weekend looks fine. And very shortly we're going to take a right turn into the park in which the complex of pitches and the Hive Stadium is. Nice weather, meaning car windows are open and you can hear the music. Okay, so just now up on the right here, we're coming up to that turning. Green fence after house number 230. Big signs saying the Hive and welcome to Barnet Football Club if you look up. And then turn right down a path. Very nice little path, and you can see the Arch of Wembley at the top of this path. Last time I was here, that was all lit up in a rainbow for, obviously, Stonewall and relevant game. I wasn't at that game because I was coming to this one. Well, I was coming to the Continental Cup game for Spurs just before Christmas last season. Unfortunately, we lost that game. We weren't having a very good run at the end of last year. That was just before Christmas, but we kicked on again after Christmas. Of course, the women's game does have a break over Christmas. So there's a few people walking ahead of me, obviously going to the game. I saw somebody else getting on the tube. Couple of stops before Cannon's Park as well in a Spurs shirt, so a few people around, but we are quite early, as I say, so hopefully there'll be more people coming down. And as I come down out on the right, just on the raised level, you'll be able to see the tube lines, the tube trains will go past here, and then all the pitches for the complex here at the Hive. It's a very simple walk. You can see as you turn right onto this path exactly where you're going. In the evening, of course, it is lit, so no problems there either. And of course, there are opportunities to park here at the Hive. There is a car park, first come, first served. I believe you have to pay. So if you come into the game and you haven't got your ticket, you need to head to the ticket office, either if you need to buy one or if you need to pick up a ticket. That's because they don't have cash on the gates. Just one little flag up, indicating we're in the right place with Spurs Women on it. Other than that, could be any other game at the Hive, but there we go. Okay, so then as we come up to the actual building itself, you've got the main stands here. So the Hive stand, which has got shops on the front, and there's a bar on there as well. And also the dressing room's entrance, I believe. Bit of music going on. As I walk past, I can see Spurs women are out in their track suits, just getting a feel for the pitch, not warming up yet. Beautifully sunny day today. Of course, we won't have many more of those for the season, I would imagine, so enjoy it whilst I can. So there's some other tournament going on, a youth tournament by the looks of it. Lots of flags up, international flags along with the fence here. Just now walking along across the front of the stadium. So quite busy with various other things going on here at the Hive today. But obviously the main attraction is going to be this game. It's kicking off at 2 o'clock. So it looks like the carpet, as I come up here, is £1. And there's a ticket office here as well, just up at this corner as well.
Depends, have you got tickets already?
So we're going to walk all the way through the car park to the far corner from where we've come in. So still some spaces here in the car park, looking reasonable. Lots of cars here though. I think the youth tournament is finishing, so you may find that it frees up a bit more as time goes on. So yeah, the Legends entrance is this one in the far corner from where we've been. This is the main entrance. As we met in the Legends stand.
Hiya.
Hello, sorry, am I in the right place?
Yeah, that's it, yeah?
Yeah, brilliant.
That's it, just go up to the thing and scan
brilliant.
Yourself.
Thank you very much.
Just
put of course.
Sorry, just have the top off your drink for us, please. It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Scan underneath the machine.
Lovely, thank you.
Just use the barcode. That's it, push, done.
Great, thank you. Three flags available, and stickers, and all sorts. Now to choose where to sit.
So we're all in seated places here. There is some standing in the Bees Terrace, but that's not open for us, I don't think. We have to be either in the Legends stand or the Hive stand. So we've made it in. We'll wait until some of the others arrive and talk to them about their journeys and how they got here, and we'll wait for the team news to find out what's going on. But not many people here yet, but there are a few people with an hour to go before kick-off. Spurs against Liverpool.
Tottenham ball, come on Tottenham!
win and first home game of the season. Maggie, how'd you find it?
I thought it was really exciting to be here. I thought it was a really great play. We played a good side there. You know, there are more experienced us in this top flight. It's brilliant to get three points from that game. Ash was the star of the game, in my opinion. Yeah.
And how did you find the Hive? Easy to get to? Good
atmosphere? We got a taxi, actually. Public transport isn't that great from where we are. But being able to get a taxi or a lift is good. Could do with a bit more branding, I reckon, to like Tottenham it up a little bit. Unfortunately the food wasn't great, but hopefully it's teething problems rather than giving us food poisoning. But no, it's a great atmosphere, a lot more people than at Chessant. It's exciting. It's nice to see us at this top level.
So you recommend everybody come down next week?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great atmosphere. You see kids everywhere, fans, and the players and the management team like really appreciate it. They can hear most fans shouting. So definitely come down. It's nice to see Tottenham doing so well.
But maybe bring your own food.
I'll bring your own food, definitely. Especially if you're a vegetarian or have taste buds. But apart from that, it was great.
Lovely. Cheers, Maggie. And Chris, you're always down here. How was it being at the Hive?
I mean, it's great because it's Spurs home ground, but I do like standing up for these games. So having to sit down wasn't great, but I guess I'll get used to it.
And still great. We got to have a chat with the players and the management after the game. It's still got that atmosphere though of being a bit more we're part of it.
Absolutely. I think even if we filled this stand up, there'd still only be a few thousand of us here, and so you still have that connection with what's going on the pitch, which of course gives us that impetus to want to kind of make sure that we can help spur them on. And I think we did spur them on. I mean, you know, every time there was a song sung, you could see that extra bit of zip in the attack.
And next week's the Conti Cup, so hopefully maybe a bit of a change up of the team, see some of the old favourites back again, but an important game against Reading. Everybody needs to come down and support the women.
Absolutely. I think get down here. I think it's £3.50 on the door. Sun's shining today. And we're, you know, it's a great atmosphere. The football is excellent. I mean, you know, we really do play the Tottenham way. And actually, you know, we're all here supporting the badge, and that's what this is. This is about the badge. So, yeah, get down here, support the women's team.
So that's our first home game of the season done and dusted. A 1-0 win thanks to a penalty. Fantastic goal and a good result. 3 points in an important game. And the Hive, nice and easy to get to if you just, as I say, on the tube, on the Jubilee line, and then a little walk down to the stadium. About 1,000 people at the game today, so nice atmosphere getting going, but hopefully lots more people coming down as the season continues. So do come down to the Hive, join us watching Spurs women as they play their first season in the FA Women's Super League. Of course, next weekend though, we turn our attention to the Continental Tires Cup, which is a group stage to begin with, and we've got Reading, who are a good side in the Super League. So important game, come down and support the team, and let's see if we can get another 3 points. Come on, you Spurs.